You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Beautiful.
What's that?
The flowers. A card and a present too. I wasn't expecting you to go to so much effort.
Well, it is Mother's Day. Did you sleep well?
Yes, thank you. I actually feel like myself.
That's good. Our breakfast's almost ready.
Hold on a minute. Come here. Can I have a kiss?
Oh. Rob, Henry spilt his drink on the... Oh, why? I'm sorry.
Morning, Ursula.
Have you got a cloth?
Yeah, actually, maybe you could clear it up, darling. Give Mum a break. She hasn't even opened her card yet.
Card?
Well, Henry's got yours. He's very proud. Made it at school.
Oh, right.
Now, Mum, would you like some smoked salmon with your scrambled eggs?
Oh, Rob, honestly, the flowers and the present here are enough.
Nonsense.
We're already going out for lunch.
After everything you've done for us, you deserve to have a fuss made of you, doesn't you, darling?
Yes, absolutely.
So, come on. Oh. Sit yourself down.
Although... Actually, I don't think I'm quite up to going to the ball. I know
you said
I...
you were feeling better.
Well, I don't want to push myself, though, do I? Look, you two can still go and enjoy yourselves.
Well, I guess we'll have to.
No, no, Robert. If that's what Helen would prefer, we'll take Henry with us.
Oh, no.
Then you can relax.
No, really, I didn't mean...
It does make sense. Remember, Henry and I are signed up for Clean for the Queen straight after lunch.
I know.
If you're really not up to it, I'll spoil Mum and you can have some quality time to yourself. How does that sound?
Yes. Sounds great.
Ice and lemon, love?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, and could we open a tab, please? Thanks.
So, what's he got you?
Well, it looks like an apron. Oh, honestly.
Gran, let's see.
Keep your hands off my buns. I hope he doesn't expect me to wear it.
Typical Kenton. I bet you're glad we didn't buy you one of those, Ruth.
No, certainly am.
No, your necklace is much more appropriate.
Yeah.
Right, well, here's your drink.
Thanks.
Do you want to go and sit down? I'll just wait for my pint.
Yeah, all right.
Where are we? In the restaurant?
I think so.
Pip, can you take Josh and Ben's drinks? Hello, Earth calling Pip.
Oh, sorry, I thought I had a message from Matthew. What was that?
Can you take these through for me?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Thanks. All right, Rob. Oh, hi, David. Oh, sorry, Pip, I'm on your way.
No worries. Tom.
So, how's it going? Oh, you know, not too bad. It's nice to have an excuse to get off the farm. Eddie's keeping an eye on carving for a couple of hours.
Oh, right.
How about you? Is Helen here with you?
No, just Mum and Henry. Helen wasn't feeling too hot.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's funny. They tell you pregnancy is supposed to be a beautiful time, but what with the backache and the fat ankles and taking up every inch of space in the bed...
Well, I wouldn't start complaining yet.
What do you mean?
Just you wait until the baby's actually here.
Oh, Ruth, it's such a beautiful pendant.
Well, it's certainly very pretty. Hey, here, let me move my bag. Thanks.
Kenton and Jolie must be pleased. I can't see a single empty table.
No.
Rob's mum's here. Have you met her? She seems like a lovely lady.
No, I haven't.
I know I shouldn't say it, but I did worry about Helen ever finding someone. Particularly after having Henry. And now she's got a whole new other family. A supportive mother-in-law.
Henry looks like he's taken to her.
Doesn't he just? Oh. Something wrong, Pip?
I'm just trying to send a message to Matthew.
Well, maybe now's not the best time. We're here to celebrate with your mum.
Oh, don't worry about me.
No, but...
It's fine. It's your day as well. How was church this morning? Those daffodils you brought back were beautiful.
Yes, it was nice. I sat next to Hilary Noakes. She seemed very jolly.
Really?
She's given up newspapers for the Lent appeal. Apparently ignorance really is bliss. I see they're putting on their usual Easter egg hunt.
I saw the posters.
You always used to love a hunt, Pip.
Sorry, Gran?
One time when you were very small... Your mother had hidden Easter eggs round the hen houses. Do you remember?
I think so.
And the next morning, we couldn't find you anywhere. Do you know where you were?
I was searching in the chicken coops.
Yes, hoping they laid more chocolate ones. Happy days.
How are we doing?
Oh,
hi.
Have you decided what you're having yet?
No, not yet.
Sorry, we've been nattering away.
It's all right, there's no rush. Ah, happy Mother's Day, love.
Thanks.
And to you, Mum.
Thank you.
Right, come on then. Let's have a look at the menu.
All right then, Henry, go and say hello to Rowan. We're due to collect our rubbish sacks for the litter pick soon, though,
I know.
It's nice that Sarah's here with her family, too.
It's hardly touched his pudding.
Oh, never mind. At least it gives us a chance to talk. We don't get to do that very often. Not just the two of us, by ourselves.
All right, Mum, spit it out.
No. I'm just worried, that's all. I think I've been here long enough now to see how things are, and to be perfectly frank, Robert, I can't imagine how Helen's ever going to cope, not once the baby comes. I mean, I'm not saying she isn't a lovely girl, and you tell her she makes you happy.
No, Mum.
But, darling, she can't be trusted to take care of one child, let alone two. I mean, that bath she gave Henry on Friday, he could have been seriously scalded.
No, I know.
And you can't do everything for her.
You're right.
You already do more than enough.
I agree. I've been trying to tell myself that it's because she's pregnant that it'll pass, but I don't... It's
very difficult. I suppose if Henry had a real father...
What do you mean?
Well, then he could go and stay with him for a while. Or if Pat and Tony were a bit more willing to help. But unless you turn up on their doorstep...
No, there's no point asking them.
Then I'm at a loss. Unless... Well... I spoke to your father over the weekend. He wondered if you'd thought about your old prep school.
You've spoken to Dad?
Well, we'd pay, of course. And you weren't much older than Henry when you started boarding.
Mum, I'm really not sure that
we
that's
only
the way
to... want to do what's best for Henry.
I just don't know how I'd ever persuade Helen. You know what she went through to have him.
Well, maybe that's part of the problem. It's not good for a boy to have a mother who's so attached... And you enjoyed yourself, didn't you?
What, at school?
I've always thought it was the making of you. You'd been such an obstreperous little chap. Well, it was, wasn't it?
Yes, of course, but things were hardly great at home.
So why shouldn't it be the same for Henry? It'd be a big adventure for him. All that time spent with the other boys.
Well, yeah, maybe.
And it's not as though the school he's at is particularly wonderful.
No. Look at how they've handled these bullying accusations.
Well, precisely. What a child like Henry needs is structure and discipline. I'm sure he'd thrive on it.
Hmm. And that's what you think, is it?
Oh, Robert, I'm not going to lie. I don't think your father and I will ever fully understand why you left Jess for someone quite as unconventional as Helen.
Oh, Mum.
But you're married now, and we want to support you. Henry's your son, too.
Yes, he is.
And we have a grandchild on the way. You need to do what's right for everyone.
Well, I just need to settle up. Why don't you head out to the car?
Yeah, OK. Jill, you've got everything, have you?
Yes, I think so.
You got your apron?
How could I forget it?
Dad, do you want any money?
No. It's my treat. Just as long as your mum enjoyed herself. She did, didn't she?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good. And how about you? Judging by the amount of time you spent staring at your phone...
Oh, no, sorry.
I'm only teasing.
It's just a signal so rubbish where he is. I never know when he's going to call or message.
I know.
And the internet's not much better. It's forever crashing when we try to Skype.
And count yourself lucky. When your mum was a student, they had about one payphone between the entire college. I'd have to hope someone would pick up and fetch her from her room.
All right, so it was worse for you.
That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, at least you knew when you were going to see her.
I know.
It's
not
like she was all the way up in Cumbria.
Pip, I wasn't trying to belittle you. All I meant was... Well, there are so many ways of communicating these days. You and your friends, you expect to be in contact 24 hours a day. And when it doesn't work, you don't know what to do with yourself.
Hey, hang on. You were just the same when Mum was in New Zealand. It's not just my generation.
All right, yeah, I suppose. Perhaps we should go back to the days of telegrams.
or when there was post twice a day.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, you're hardly going to treasure a text the way you would if Matthew wrote you a letter.
Oh, seriously, Dad, at this point I reckon we'd be better off with a carrier pigeon. No, I'm not even joking.
I know you're not. Love, I know it's hard. It's true, though, you know, absence does make the heart grow fonder. You just think how much more special it's going to be when you and Matthew finally do get to speak.
And how was your starter?
Yeah, very nice.
So was my crab cocktail. I thought there might be a wait, since they still haven't found a proper chef, but it seemed to be going very smoothly. It's always nice seeing so many families together enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, Ruth, love, come here.
Oh, I'm all right, Jill.
You're not, though, are you? It's okay. You don't have to pretend. The first Mother's Day without your mum is bound to be hard. It'll get better, though. Honestly, it will. One day, you'll be celebrating with the children and you'll think back to all those happy times you had with Heather and you'll smile.
I hope so.
You don't need to hope. It's just what happens. Would you like another hug?
No, thanks, Jill. Then I really will start crying. I've been trying so hard not to.
Okay, then.
Ruth, haven't you got your keys?
Sorry?
Can't you get in the car?
No.
We were just watching the litter pickers getting started.
Makes me feel a bit guilty.
Guilty? What for?
Like I'm not doing my duty as a loyal subject. Look, even little Henry's mucking in.
Come on, Henry. Hold the rubbish bag so it's in the photo.
So, what am I supposed to press?
And no pulling silly faces.
Why not?
Because we're going to tweet it to the Queen.
Robert!
It's the button at the bottom, Mum. You wanted to think how big and grown up you are, don't you?
Oh, now it's gone back to the main screen.
All right, hang on.
Would you like me to take it?
Oh, David.
Then you can all be in the photo together.
Oh, thank you. That would be wonderful. Right. Where shall I go?
Cheers, David. Well, how about you go the other side of Henry, Mum? There we go.
Good boy, Henry. Stand up straight.
Now, big smile now. Let's show Mummy what a nice time you're having without her.
Okay, everyone ready? Say, clean for the Queen.
clean for the Queen.
Wonderful.
Do you need to take another?
No, I think I've got it. Yep. You all look perfect.
Oh, Lindy, you're still here. I thought you were planning to pay Eddie a visit.
Oh, yes. Look at the time.
Come on, Scruffy.
Hello, Scruffy. I was in another world, Robert.
No, don't put it away.
What?
Your sketchbook, I'd like to see.
Oh.
Show me.
Right. But, Robert, do bear in mind, they're still only vague ideas.
So, this is the house, is it?
Yes. Yes, from here. In the conservatory, we'll look out over a brand new flower bed planted with the most spectacular mix of perennials. Alstroemeria, Gaillardia goblin, Salvia leucantha.
My goodness, that'll be bright.
Yes, as though the floodwaters brought with them a profusion of new life.
But what about your hay fever, Lindy?
Oh, I think that'll always be my cross to bear. One mustn't bow to it.
Mm. And what's this here?
Ah, well. That's the focal point of the entire scheme. A rose arbour, underneath which will be a tranquil paved area, and at the very centre, engraved in stone, a single word. Resurgam.
Just like over the south door of St Paul's.
Precisely. The garden will stand for the whole of Ambridge. How through tenacity, dedication and sheer grit we've rebuilt our community. After suffering so much grief.
Lindy, I don't know what to say.
Oh, you think I've overreached myself?
No, not at all. I think it's very profound. I'm genuinely moved.
Oh, Robert, bless you. It still needs some thought. Mm. Least of all, I'd like to be sure I'm definitely going to have a shepherd's hut.
Oh, yeah, of course. You must get to Grange Farm.
The way Eddie's been behaving, I'm wondering whether he's started building it at all.
Hey, ain't no good cocking your head at me. If you want a treat, you're going to have to jump for it.
Eddie, leave it out.
Come on.
Ain't you got nothing better? better today.
Hey, that's my girl. Well done, Ollie.
What? I'm trying to get these curtains finished.
It's that photo of me and George, the one we tweeted for Clean for the Queen.
Yeah, very nice.
Well, do you want another?
There's one of Rob and Henry in his room. Right. Look, this.
Well, good, anyway...
I'm telling you, the village had never been so spotless. It's just a shame that Emma was stuck in the tea room.
Well, she was doing a grand job. Mind all them people to serve, and she didn't look a bit flustered.
Well, they were just pleased to treat your mum for free, dear. Had gone down so well.
Yeah, I suppose. Although, I did have to laugh when I saw Pat.
Eddie!
You'd have thought Tom might have taken her somewhere further afield, and he weren't even paying.
Ah, she looked happy enough.
Eddie, can you put Holly outside? She's scrambling all over the fabric.
All right, all right. Come on, Holly. We know when we ain't wanted. Dad?
Eddie? Well, that's good timing.
No, Joe, I told you.
I know.
Not having the ferrets in the house.
Hey, Edward, Daphne's here for one of your famous pedicures.
What's that? Oh,
leave Edward out of it. It's you what's wanted.
Morning. I hope I'm not interrupting.
Linda!
Busy with the curtains for the village hall, Clary.
Yeah, that's right.
Wonderful. I won't disturb you then. Eddie, I was rather hoping to discover how you're progressing with my shepherd's hut.
The hut?
But I assume there's actually something to see.
Well, yes, but...
There is?
Well, the thing is, though...
Go on, Eddie. Go and show Linda how you've been getting on.
Oh, all right, then. This way, it's out in the barn.
Oh, how marvellous. I'm so excited.
Come on, Ollie.
Leave the door, I'll follow you.
Yeah, I've got some calls to make.
Edward, Joe, hang on a second.
Well, I thought I wasn't allowed Daphne in here.
You ain't. But while Eddie's out the way, there's something I need to talk to you both about.
So, as you can see, the basic shape's pretty much there now.
Yes, yes indeed.
And I've attached the frame to the chassis.
Isn't it slightly wonky?
Wonky? Oh, no, it's just the ground what ain't flat. Don't you fret, she's made to last.
Although I must say, it is rather more rustic in appearance than I was anticipating.
It's a shepherd's hut, ain't it? You can't get much more rustic.
No, of course, but... Well, just look at these edges. I'll be forever catching myself on splinters.
Well, obviously, it still needs smoothing down.
And what about the gaps between the cladding?
Oh, well, that's to allow for the natural expansion of the wood.
Is it really?
Honestly, Linda, as soon as it's been shown the rough side of some sandpaper and had a couple of licks of paint, it'll be everything you hope for.
Yes, but I didn't...
I mean, you wouldn't criticise an artist halfway through painting a canvas.
Well, no.
Or imagine if that Tristram Hawkshaw reviewed one of your rehearsals. So no more sneak peeks, eh?
Eddie...
How are preparations going for your play, by
the
way?
No, just wait. I haven't looked inside yet.
Of course, Eddie would love a barn dance.
Yeah, I've written it's perfect for his 65th.
And like, there's a lot to clear out.
Oh, no. There's what? A few old sheep hurdles?
Yeah, and Linda's hut.
And I can take the ferrets up to me room.
Joe, the ferrets ain't coming inside.
Oh, just for one night. Think how happy Daphne'd be. Wouldn't you, my puppet, eh?
And what about the toilet? Folk will have to use the ones in the house.
So? We got three of them now.
Well, so they'll be traipsing in and out with their mucky shoes.
Yeah, that is true.
And besides, how would we ever keep it a secret from Eddie? No, we're going to have to think of something else.
Well, no, not necessarily. Listen, I need to call David about some cultivation work. Why don't I ask him if we can hold the barn dance over there?
Well, at Brookfield.
Yeah, I mean, that way we could set it all up and Dad won't ever suspect a thing. I'm going to go ring David now.
We'll solve a lot of problems.
So I still reckon we ought to be able to have a party in our own house. Come on, Daphne. Let's take you back outside.
Joe, no, not so fast. There's one more thing I need to ask you.
Yes, all right. Well, leaving aside the oak floorboards for a moment.
Well, now, hang on.
What surface will you be using for underneath the wood burner?
Wood burner?
I trust you've left enough room. Excuse me. Yeah, squeeze by. Thank you.
Well, I'd not really thought...
Personally, I prefer original mint and tiles, but I know one can't have everything.
To be honest, you're asking for quite a lot already.
Am I?
I quoted you for a shepherd's hut. You never said nothing about no Minton tiles or ornamental shutters.
Eddie, please. One can hardly sojourn in an empty shell.
I don't care what you're doing it.
Well, I sent you photos. You knew the standard of interior I was expecting.
Well, yes,
As for the wood burner, it only needs to be large enough to keep me snug on a frosty winter's evening.
Wouldn't a fan heater do?
Oh, please.
Or a hot water bottle?
Oh, that would be very authentic now, wouldn't it?
Well, how do you think shepherds keep warm?
There is one last thing. I was wondering if it might be possible for the daybed to fold down.
Linda, I'm sorry, but I've already had to improvise just to build the thing for the price we agreed.
Which is why I have every faith you'll come up with something. If it helps, I do have another matter I'd like to discuss with you.
Oh, don't tell me. You want a sunroof as well.
Now, there's an idea. No. Now, although it is related, I'd like you to do some work on my garden.
It's worth a try, though, surely. You keep in touch.
Well, I send him a card occasionally.
So we could at least ask. I know he's been invited to things before.
Yeah, Edward's wedding for a start, and William's. Both of them. Did he bother to turn up?
No, I know.
So what makes you think he'd make the effort for Eddie's birthday? Well, it ain't like there's much love lost between them. Not since he stole William's pocket money.
Oh, that was years ago.
Don't stop it being shameful.
And Alf is still Eddie's brother.
Yeah.
Well, you'd like to see him, wouldn't you, Joe?
Yeah.
Let's face it, ain't none of us getting any younger.
No, Clary, love.
Alf might have mellowed. He must be, what, 70?
71.
Well, there you go, then. Who knows how many more family occasions we'll have the chance to celebrate.
It's all right, Daphne.
And now things are starting to look up. It just feels like a good time to try and mend some bridges.
There you go.
Joe? What'd you say?
Perhaps. Mind you sure you really want to take the risk?
What did I tell you? It's a yes. David says we can hold the barn dance at theirs.
Really?
When? Next Friday?
Yeah. So we'll take Dad down to the pub on his actual birthday, and then we'll have the proper bash at the end of the week.
Oh, we'll have to make sure Jolene's able to do the calling.
Yeah, I know. I'll have a word with Tom about a hog roast.
Oh, Edward, that's wonderful. Bless Ruth and David. That's ever so kind of them.
Oh, they're the good neighbours.
Well, they said since it's Dad, they'd be only too happy. Can't wait to see his face.
Edward, shh! Oh, that flipping woman. What goes on in the head of hers?
Eddie?
Oh, she'll be asking for lamb skipping across the lawn next.
Who are you on about?
Oh, blinking Marie Antoinette, of course. And it's your fault.
Mine?
Yeah. When she told you she was after a shepherd's hut, did she say she was expecting Versailles on wheels?
I don't recall.
Yeah, and on top of that, she wants me to work on her garden now.
What's the matter with that? You'll be getting paid, won't you?
Making up me losses, more like. It's a good job I'll get me state pension soon. I'll need it to pay for all the trappings.
Right, well, I've got a job in Edgeley. I need to get to...
I'd best put Daphne back in the rut.
Then I've run out of curtain tape.
Oh, right.
See you later, Dad.
Yeah. See you then. Fall down, daybed. What planet does she live on?
Robert? What are you doing all the way down here?
Well, I'm trying to visualise your plans for the garden. You described them so vividly earlier.
I see.
I've been feeling quite inspired.
Really? Well, obviously, if you have any contributions to make, I can always try to tweak my design.
Oh, no, Lindy, you're the artist, not me. But I have been thinking about what you said the garden should represent.
Go on.
If it's to be a tribute to the community, then really the community ought to have access to it, don't you think?
Well,
So why don't we open it for a weekend? We did it before when Alan Titchmarsh came to do the judging.
Oh, don't remind me, Robert. I still have nightmares about coaxing my pansies to bloom with a hairdryer.
Yeah, except this time you wouldn't have any competition.
Oh, no, that's true.
And if we charge people to enter, we could even raise some money for charity.
Yes. Perhaps for the Save campaign. Yeah. Oh, Robert, that's a marvellous idea. What could be more appropriate?
I haven't finished yet. You said The village should do more than just clear up litter for the Queen's 90th.
I did.
So let's open it for her birthday.
What?
Her official one in June.
But that barely gives us 3 months.
Exactly, plenty of time.
No, that was the whole trouble before.
Lindy,
the garden didn't have time to mature.
Lindy,
I'm not putting myself through that again.
Just think where we were last year. We had nowhere to live, the house was still flooded, and now look where we are.
No, I know, but...
And what better symbol is there of fortitude and good old British stiff upper lip than her Madge?
But Robert...
Oh, come on, Lindy. After everything we've been through, you're not going to balk at the challenge now.
Ursula, you haven't seen my maternity notes, have you?
Maternity notes?
Yeah, I've been looking everywhere for them. Oh, pretty sure I wouldn't have left them here, but who knows?
No, they're in the drawer in the sideboard.
What are they doing there?
I thought it was the best place for them. You've so many letters and bits and pieces from the hospital and the midwife.
Yes, I know.
Better to keep them all together, then you won't lose them. That makes sense, doesn't it?
I suppose, although I did know where they were already. Ursula, is that dripping?
Yes, I'm making toad in the hole.
You're not using all of it, are you?
Oh, I know. It looks a lot. But it's a tried and tested recipe.
Oh, well, we've got olive oil in the cupboard.
Olive oil?
Yeah, it'd be healthier.
Yes, but it wouldn't taste anywhere near as good. Anyway, a bit of beef dripping now and then.
Well,
it's
maybe.
Not going to do you any harm.
Even so, do you need so much? I mean, I'm sure half that amount would do.
Helen, really?
Henry, shoes.
I've been making it this way since my mother taught me.
Well, right, but...
I've never had any complaints before.
I'm not complaining.
No telly until you've done your numbers.
It's the boy's favourite.
It's just...
Robert, could you come in here, please?
What? No, Ursula, honestly.
Maybe you can help us.
Why? What's up?
It's nothing.
It's about supper.
Ursula?
I'm making toad in the hole.
Oh, great.
Except Helen's worried about the beef dripping.
No, I'm not. Really, it's fine.
But you just
said... It doesn't matter. It's not if everyone else is happy.
So you're going to eat it, then?
Yes, of course.
Good. Need to keep your strength up, don't you?
All right, well, if that's settled. Have you brought back the vegetables I asked for?
Oh,
Robert.
So sorry. Completely slipped my mind. I'll go now.
No. I'll walk down to the shop.
Are you sure?
Yes, although it means supper will be late. I'll have to put it on when I get back.
Well, I could do it if you like.
Oh, no, Helen.
I don't mind. You shouldn't have to do everything.
And I expect Henry's getting hungry.
Well... Okay, it's all prepared. Once the dripping looks hot enough, just arrange the sausages in the dish and pour over the batter. Then put it back in the oven for 30 minutes.
Anything else?
No.
Well, that sounds simple enough.
So, 30 minutes.
Yeah, no worries. Go to the shop. I'm sure I can manage.
Josh, you're not impressing anyone. What would happen if you hit a cow driving like that?
Yeah, but I didn't. Chill, sis. I'm all right, aren't I?
But it's not you I'm worried about. Josh, wait! What are you in such a rush for, anyway?
I need to change. Toby's coming over to have a look at the Eggmobile.
You do know that contraption needs to be out of the barn in time for Eddie's party next week.
I know. We'll have it moved to Hollow Tree by then.
Fine. Just so long as the rest of us don't have to look at it anymore.
Why? Making you nervous, is it?
Why would it make me nervous?
It won't be long now till me, Rex and Toby are producing the best eggs in the country.
Josh, get over yourself.
I'm serious. This is just the start. As soon as word gets out, this business is going to grow and grow.
Because you're such an expert, of course.
I have been running my own enterprise for almost 3 years.
That would be Neil and Haley's enterprise, would it?
We're partners.
But in that case, why are you bothering to apply for university?
What are you having a go at me for? Just because you're not getting any.
Josh!
It's not my fault your boyfriend's not here to tell you how wonderful you are.
That's irrelevant. It's got nothing to do with it. Josh!
I told you, I haven't time.
No, but... When did you say Toby was getting here?
Mr. Trafford, yes. He's not still there, is he? Goodness. Well, I suppose he might remember me. He made me captain of the first 15. Yeah, he liked me because I could throw a good dummy pass. Yeah, yes. No, of course. Like I say, I realise Henry would be very young for a boarder. It's just good to know at least it might be a possibility. Thank you. I appreciate that. My wife's been struggling to cope for a while now.
Rob?
In fact, if you could keep any communications as discreet as possible.
Where are you?
I'm terribly sorry, I'm going to have to go.
You up in the bedroom?
No, my mobile number should be fine.
Rob?
Great. Yeah. You too. Bye-bye then. Darling.
Who are you on the phone to? And why are you up here?
Oh, well, you know what reception can be like. It was the only place I could find a decent signal.
So?
What?
Who are you talking to?
Helen, is something burning?
I don't...
What have you done? Where's Henry?
Well, he's in the living room.
Well, quickly!
Rob, I haven't done anything!
And then, if I just turn it forward to the time I've set... There...
Hey!
The pop hole's shut automatically.
Well done, Josh. That's seriously neat.
Hey, Toby.
Pip, have you seen this? Josh has made it so the shutters on the hen house open and close by themselves. Mm.
Great. So, when are you going to enter it for the Turner Prize?
Oh, you're so funny.
Oh, come on. You have to admit it's more modern art than state of the art.
If it means I don't have to get up first thing to let the hens out.
Just ignore her. She's only after attention because she's missing Matthew.
No, I'm not.
Is that right?
No, I just meant I hope it works better than it looks.
Okay.
He's just stirring.
Oh, I know. You've always been very clear about not letting personal feelings affect your professional relationships.
Here, I wanted to show you this as well. It's what I've come up with to pack the egg boxes in.
So that's what you wanted the wool for?
All I've done is heat seal it in plastic bags.
Josh, that's disgusting. You could have at least washed the muck off it first.
What is that on there?
He got that from when we were crutching the rams.
So it's only a test run. When shearing comes round, we'll have all the clean wool we want. We'll wash it too. And it won't cost us anything.
Oh? Well, now that does sound like a good idea.
Come on.
What I especially like is that it still gives the impression of being fancy.
Yeah.
It's those sort of touches that'll persuade people to shell out £3.50 a box.
£3.50? You're joking.
That's what we're going to sell them for on the website.
Good, because at that price you're not going to sell them to the local market.
Well, we've done a deal with the Bridge Farm Shop.
Right.
Yep. And the tea room. Who's the expert now?
Ah, which reminds me, Josh, your current customers, the regular ones, how about trying to upsell our upper-class eggs to them?
You never know, it might still be salvageable.
What are you talking about?
Perhaps if we cut away the burnt bit,
Rob,
sausages might be okay.
Would it be ridiculous? It's ruined. I don't understand. I set the timer for half an hour.
Well, you couldn't have done, darling.
I did.
So why didn't you hear it? It doesn't turn itself off.
Well, I know.
Well, then.
You didn't touch it, did you?
Me? Well, how could I have done? I've been upstairs.
Oh, maybe Henry.
Henry?
Hello, only me. I'm back.
Oh, no, Rob.
Don't worry, Mum, I'll understand.
Sorry, it took me longer than expected. I got chatting with the lady in the shop. Susan, isn't it? Why are the windows open?
There's been a bit of an accident.
I don't know what happened. I did everything exactly like you told me to.
Oh, I see.
Please forgive me. I'm so sorry. I feel absolutely terrible.
Mum?
Well, never mind. Accidents happen. It's a good job I picked up a few extra
things.
That's
it, really. I can't apologise
enough.
No,
I know.
Is there anything I can do to help?
No, it's fine.
I could peel vegetables.
No.
There's the washing up.
Honestly, Helen, I'll deal with it. The best thing you can do is put your feet up in the sitting room.
50-50. That seems fair enough.
50-50.
How about 60-40?
No way. They're my customers. If I'm going to flog them the pastured eggs instead of my free range, it makes sense I should keep half the profit.
There are three of us, though.
Yes. Remember, there's Rex as well.
Stay out of this, Pip.
But they're the ones doing most of the work.
And I'm the one with the customers. I've worked really hard to build up my client base. I might as well carry on selling them my ordinary eggs if there's not going to be anything in it for me.
Tell you what, how about half for the first 6 months.
Nope.
Then we revert to the usual arrangement.
Sorry, 50%. It's no skin off my nose, but they'd be easy sales for you. Do you want me to work my contacts or not?
Well, in that case, I guess it's a deal.
Toby!
Shake hands.
Go on, then.
Don't you need to discuss it with Rex first?
What difference would it make?
It's a done deal.
Josh is right. He's got us over a barrel.
But they're completely unfair terms.
What's it got to do with you?
Josh, you're taking advantage of them.
No, he's not. He's protecting his interests. You'd better watch out, Pip. Your brother's a pretty sharp operator.
No, Henry, you're not having chocolate.
Have an apple while we're waiting for supper.
Mum, don't blame Helen. It's my fault as much as anything.
How is it possibly your fault?
Well, if I hadn't been upstairs talking to the school, then at least I might have smelt something.
Supper would still have been ruined. You heard Helen complaining about it earlier.
What are you implying?
Look, I don't want to imply anything, but isn't this exactly what anorexics do to get out of eating?
No!
Robert, what was that?
Helen? Darling, is that you?
Sorry, I just wanted to get an apple for Henry.
Oh, right. Well, I might pop upstairs. I think I'm getting a headache.
Ursula.
I should probably take something for it.
Here's an apple.
You have to tell her.
Do you want me to cut it up for her?
Rob, I didn't burn supper deliberately.
If you say so, let's not get into it. It was a private conversation.
I definitely set that timer. I mean, you believe me, don't you?
I don't know what you did, darling. Let's face it, it's not the first mistake you've made recently.
Well, no, but...
Perhaps it was subconscious. Perhaps you thought you'd set it.
Rob, for God's sake, I'm not... I know what I'm doing. It's got nothing to do with my...
All right, fine. I'm not an expert. Can we please drop it? That's why you shouldn't eavesdrop. No harm was meant by it.
What was that about speaking to school?
Hmm?
You told your mum that that's who you were on the phone to.
Yeah, that's right.
Well?
It was Henry's teacher. He just wanted to let me know there hadn't been any more bullying.
So why didn't you say that?
Helen, come on.
I asked you who you were talking to.
No, you didn't. The alarm went off, didn't it? I had to rush downstairs to deal with a smoking oven.
Yes, but... Wait, hang on.
Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to check how my mother is.
Yes, right, but Rob...
What?
Please tell her I didn't do it on purpose. I can see why she might think that, but it's not what happened.
Helen.
I don't want her to hate me.
Oh, darling, nobody hates you. We're just very concerned.
Concerned?
So please, just calm down. We've your best interests at heart. Let Mum and me look after you.
Natural yogurt? Aren't there any in the fridge?
Oh, I couldn't see any. Doesn't matter, though. I can easily drop in at the farm shop.
Oh, there's no need to go all the way over there, Jennifer.
Oh, it's hardly very far.
Let me check we've got none out the back.
No, honestly.
Or we'll definitely have some more in tomorrow.
Susan, it's fine. I need it for tonight's supper. I'm doing baked aubergine for Kate, and Brian won't touch it unless it's covered in tzatziki.
Oh, say... Well, next time I need a bag.
No, I brought my own.
Right. Talking of Bridge Farm, have you seen Helen recently?
No, not for a while. Why?
Oh, just wondering. Rob's mum was in here yesterday. Oh, lovely lady. Get the impression Helen's still quite poorly, judging by how long they've had her staying with them.
Yes, I really ought to give Pat a call.
I don't like to ask.
No.
Although, apparently, Linda did ask Helen to be in this play of hers. You know, for the opening of the village hall.
Oh, yes. That's not long now, is it?
No. We're hanging the curtains on Friday. Right, that's £8.97 then, please.
Oh, righty-ho. I must say I'm rather looking forward to seeing how my old kitchen looks in its new home.
Oh, you know.
Almost as though it's meant to be.
Oh, thanks.
And I was so disappointed when you said you didn't want it for your house. Of course, Brian was all for getting rid. But something was telling me to hold on to it. Just imagine if I hadn't, and then the village hall had been flooded.
Imagine. There's your change.
Oh, thanks. So nice knowing it's going to be of use to the community for years to come.
Maybe there should be a plaque.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
Oh, no, well, Lillian's waiting outside and I'll let you get on and serve this young lady. Take care, Susan.
Yes, you too, Jennifer. Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry. Oh, you all right, sweetheart? Need any help?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a mess at the moment.
Oh, I can imagine.
Although I'm pleased to see the back of the wallpaper in the dining room. Matt's choice. I never liked it.
No. Oh, morning, Jennifer.
Hello, Elizabeth.
You don't happen to know who that girl was, do you?
The one in the shop? No, sorry.
Strange, I'm sure I recognise her.
One of Lily's friends?
No, I don't think so. She's a bit young for that.
Yeah, I suppose so.
She was hanging around the bus stop, but she looks familiar.
Oh, right.
Never mind. Lillian, you were saying?
Oh, just that the decorators have started at the Dower House.
Well, it sounds as if you'll all go.
Which is precisely the way I like it.
I wouldn't mind slowing down for a while. We're busy finalising arrangements for our Easter fair. And what with fairground rides and the food and craft stalls, a stage for the folk bands.
Oh, goodness, Elizabeth!
On top of falconry display and the usual bonnet competition.
Oh, you don't rest on your laurels, do you?
Can't afford to these days.
Well, in that case, we ought to let you get on.
Oh, yeah, I suppose I should. Oh, it was lovely to see you both, though.
Yes, yes, you too. And don't work too hard.
No.
Bye.
Look, so is that everything? Can we head back now?
I just need to drop into Bridge Farm. It won't take a moment.
No, it's fine. It's just I need to prepare for my lunch with Justin tomorrow. I'm still struggling to think of someone for him to nominate for Borsetshire Businesswoman of the Year.
Well, come on then.
You've not had any ideas, have you, Jenny?
Bear with me a second, Elizabeth. Mm. Hello? Are you sure I can't help you? Is there anything you're looking for in particular?
No, thanks. I'm only browsing.
OK. Well, I do know exactly where everything is in the shop. So, you know, if you want to ask. Sorry, Elizabeth.
No.
48 first class stamps, was it?
Please, Susan.
All right, let me see. That'll be £30 and 24 pence, please.
Thanks.
I see you were chatting with Jennifer.
Yes, just briefly.
She didn't mention her old kitchen, did she?
A kitchen? Oh,
the way she goes on, you'd think she'd renovated the hall single-handedly. It's not her what's had to fit the darn thing or varnish the floor or make the curtains.
Well, no, but... Oh,
we've all pitched in. Pin number, please.
Oh, yes.
But no. From now on, whenever there's an event in the village hall, all we're going to hear is how it used to be her kitchen.
I honestly don't think Jennifer would do that.
Oh, don't you? I'm telling you, Elizabeth, it's going to be Phoebe and Oxford all over again. Excuse me, love, but shouldn't you be in school?
Me?
I mean, if you're not going to pay for that magazine...
Sorry.
Do you live in Ambridge?
My dad does. Is the next bus really not for another 2 hours?
Bus?
To Felpersham.
Oh, no, they're not very frequent. Mm. So who's your father?
You're Sasha. I knew I recognised you. This is Richard's daughter. That is right, isn't it?
Oh, Dr. Locke.
That's right.
I'm Elizabeth. Elizabeth Pargeter. You came skating at Lower Loxley over Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Are you visiting your dad?
I was, but he's not home. I thought he had a day off, but he's had to go in and cover one of the other doctors. He's told me to come to the surgery.
Wasn't he expecting you then?
No, and I didn't realise how rubbish the buses were around here.
So you're stuck. I see. Well, I suppose I could drive you. I'm a good friend of your dad's, aren't I, Susan?
Yeah, I guess so.
Why not give him a call to check if it's okay? It's got to be better than hanging around here all by yourself, eh? Sorry, Sasha, you'll have to tell me where to go from here.
We're almost there. Take the next road on the left.
Okie dokie. So what were you fighting about with your mum?
Just stuff. It was mainly about my phone.
Your phone?
Yeah, she tried to take it off me. I was only Snapchatting while having breakfast.
Well, I can imagine if she was trying to have a conversation with you... I've got a 16-year-old daughter, Lily.
Uh-huh.
It sometimes drives me mad the way she's always glued to her phone.
Mum doesn't have to be so clingy, though. Ever since Dad moved out, she wants to know where I am, what I'm doing, who I'm talking to.
Well, I'm sure it's only because she cares about you.
It's like she doesn't want me to have any friends. When we lived in Cheadle, I had loads of mates. Mum and Dad still argued, but it was better than when we came down here.
I keep going straight ahead?
Yeah, the car park's on the right.
Oh, I see. Well, it still probably wasn't the best idea to jump on a bus to Ambridge. I mean, that's not going to stop your mum from fretting now, is it?
I guess not.
Ah, look who's waiting for us. Well, it was very nice to meet you properly, Sasha.
You too.
Maybe next time check the bus timetable first? Although, really, it would be better if you went to school.
Well, thanks, anyway.
Oh, you're most welcome. Come and see us again at Lower Loxley.
Sasha, have you any idea how much trouble you've caused?
I said I'm sorry.
Oh, have you thanked Elizabeth?
Yes.
Richard, it's fine. It wasn't any trouble.
I'm so sorry, Elizabeth. I don't know what she was thinking.
Really, don't worry.
I'd better go on.
Yeah, of course. Bye, Sasha.
So, good news then.
Yeah. Still no offers, but there's a lot of interest in the Tilbury Street flat. Mm.
Fingers crossed then.
I was wondering, Jenny, you're always on the lookout for stories to sell to Borsuch Life.
Oh, don't know about that, but Glen Whitehouse always seems happy to hear from me.
Yes, precisely. So, how about this? Two strapping young local entrepreneurs return to their roots with the ambition to produce the very best eggs money can buy. All they need is the help of a generous benefactor.
Mm. This wouldn't be Justin investing in the Fairbrothers, would it?
Don't you think it's a good idea?
Actually, it probably would make a good article.
And even better photos. Rex and Toby would be the focus, of course, with Justin very much in the background.
Ah, of course. Well, I can certainly suggest it. Though, probably best to wait until the business is up and running and then I'll drop Glen a line.
Marvellous. Oh, thank you, darling.
Where are you going now?
Well, I thought a relaxing face pack might help me come up with a nominee for Businesswoman of the Year. I mean, you'd think it'd be easy, wouldn't you?
Oh, actually, I did have an idea.
Maybe a name will just drop into my head.
No, Lillian. Hey, hang on.
I know. Dinner's 40 minutes. I won't be long.
Richard, you didn't have to buy flowers.
They're from Sasha to say thank you. And an apology.
Well, they're beautiful. There's no need, though.
No, there really is. It's bad enough she didn't tell anyone where she was going. But then to drag you into it as well.
Well, I would never leave her stranded.
Well, it was very kind of you nonetheless. I know how busy you are. Sasha and I have had some stern words.
Is she all right now, though?
She will be. Things are just a bit fraught with her mum.
Well, she did say they'd been having issues.
Well, she spoke to you about it?
Only that things had been difficult since the split. But then mums and daughters, you know, they're bound to butt heads sometimes.
Well, it was her decision to live with Chloe. Now we just have to get on with it.
Yeah.
Not that you want to be bored by my family woes. I'm just sorry you found yourself in the middle.
Oh, Richard, don't be silly. We all have our problems. Admittedly, it's not quite the same, but since it's been me on my own, you know, it's not easy. I've had my share of problems with Freddie.
Have you?
It can be really tough, for them and for you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Sasha obviously threw herself on the right person.
Any time. Would you like to stay for a drink?
Oh,
we've just finished supper. I have a bottle of wine open.
Oh, it's very tempting, but No, it's been a long day and I've got an early start in the morning.
OK.
Thank you, though.
No, thank you for the flowers. Another time, maybe.
Hello? Oh, Jenny, is that you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just checking you knew what time it was.
Oh, yes, it's... Oh, gosh, it's almost 7:15.
So, any bright ideas?
Hmm?
For Borsuch a Businesswoman of the Year?
Oh, no, not yet. I did wonder about Barbara Gladson. She's been making quite a noise in consultancy since she sold her shares in BL.
I did have another idea.
And then again, she and Matt were always too friendly for my liking. Oh, where are my face?
Actually, I was thinking of someone a little bit closer to home.
Oh, Helen, you mean? Oh, here they are. Yeah, I thought the same thing, but what I really like is someone with a bit of profile.
Honestly, Lillian.
You know, with good connections and a story to tell.
Lillian, we were talking to her earlier.
Someone with whom Justin would be happy to be associated.
Well, I'm quite certain he'd be delighted to be associated with Lower Locksley.
Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got it.
Mm-hmm.
How about Elizabeth? She's the owner of one of Borsuch's finest stately homes.
Yes, exactly.
She's battled against tragedy to keep the business afloat.
I know.
It's obvious. Oh, why didn't I think of it before?
Oh, it's beyond me.
Why didn't you think of it? Now, Jenny, you mustn't breathe a word. I don't want Elizabeth getting wind. She might not make the shortlist.
No, I won't. Oh, it's not as though anyone ever listens to me anyway.
Didn't I say a lie down would help? Now, all I have to do is to tell Justin tomorrow and keep our fingers crossed.
No, Tig, you stay in there. Good boy.
All right, Ed. Sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no worries.
How are you getting on? Looks like it's working down pretty well.
Yeah, you reckon?
Better than I was expecting, if I'm honest.
Oh, cheers, David. I thought it were looking okay, but, hey, you're the boss.
We're going to need it for the new herd.
Are you turning over to extra grazing, are you?
Yeah. It was down for maize last year, but this year we'll sow it to a long-term grazing mix.
So it's going well, then? With the new cows, I mean?
Well, I won't lie. Our yields aren't brilliant at the moment.
Well, you wouldn't expect them to be. Not yet.
Plus, there's a lot of heifers.
How many are you going to be milking?
Just over 200 when they're all calved.
Yeah, Dad told me you had your hands full.
Ah, we'll get there. The most important thing is maximising the quality. We're never going to produce the amount we did under the old system, but with the premium we'll get for the extra protein and butter fat, plus our costs are going to be so much lower.
Yeah, sure.
Hopefully when all's said and done, we'll end up better off.
Still one hell of a gamble, though. Sorry, I didn't mean...
No, you're right,
No, I'm just pleased to be out of it. You know, I were producing top-quality milk, it still weren't enough to save me.
Well, that's the trouble with small herds, isn't it? You don't have economies of scale.
Yeah, exactly. Now, contracting's the best thing I ever did. Adam's thrown a fair bit of work my way, possibly more to come.
That's great, Ed. You deserve to do well. OK, Tig. Right, I have electric fences to put up.
Yeah, I'll best crack on and all.
Although, how do you fancy a bite of lunch down the bull later?
Oh, aren't you busy?
I can spare half an hour. Pip's on carving duty this afternoon.
Yeah, OK then, if you're sure. Yeah, I'll catch you in a bit.
Right. Hello.
Oh, Ursula. You made me jump.
What are you doing? I said I'd put Henry's clothes away.
Oh, I know, but you were busy vacuuming.
Oh, come on. Hand it here.
Fine.
You don't fold shirts like that anyway. It's going to end up full of creases.
It'll get creased anyway just as soon as he's wearing it.
Well, at least Henry will look smart to begin with. There. That's better, isn't it? Now it can go in the drawer.
Actually, Ursula...
What?
No, nothing. You put them away any way you want. So have you anything planned for this afternoon?
Such as?
I don't know. We've done nothing but housework. I thought maybe you'd want to get out for a bit.
No.
Weather looks nice.
Honestly, I might have a go at the bathroom next. That showerhead's all blocked up with limestone.
You don't need to do that now.
Well, I might as well get on with the jobs you've not been able to get around to.
Ursula.
Look, if you want to lie down...
No.
I'll do my best not to disturb you.
I don't want to lie down!
Sorry.
Look, I think I'll go out for a walk. Like I say, the sun's out.
Oh, but Helen...
It'll be good for the baby.
Well, how long will you be? I'm sure Rob wouldn't want you going out on your own. Helen?
Kenton, hey, listen.
Yes, I know.
Do you?
Yeah, just let me finish loading the glass washer and then I'll slice the lemons.
No, I've done them already.
Ah.
Look, I was just taking Lillian and that Elliot fella their lunch and I overheard them talking about Borsetshire Businesswoman of the Year. It's an award, Kenton, and he has to nominate someone.
Oh, you'll be lucky.
No, not me. How's about Fallon, though? Huh? She's set up her business from scratch. She's had so many inquiries since catering that wedding at the football club. Did she tell you? She's thinking she might put on a special tasting event to drum up more wedding trade.
No.
And she's sold quite a few of her upcycled tables and chairs since Christmas. Hey, what do you think?
I think you should keep your beak out of other people's business.
Yeah, but if I just dropped a few hints...
But they're not going to give it to someone like Fallon.
Oh, I'm so proud of her, though.
Well, then tell her. Ugh. Well, that's better than any award.
No, wait. Just a minute. Wayne wanted to ask. Have you thought any more about putting Tom's Scotch eggs on the lunch menu?
Oh, no.
Oh, look, what's the problem? If I'd suggested it, they'd be on there already.
No, they wouldn't.
Oh, no. Look around you. When was the last time we had this many folk in on a weekday? The punters obviously love his food. You could at least give him the benefit of the doubt.
I have already.
Kenton, my darling, I understand. You feel threatened. It's sweet. Mm-hmm. You don't want Wayne getting his feet under the table.
No, look, I'm just saying we shouldn't jump to conclusions. I mean, for all we know, the increase in trade could be down to the weather.
The weather?
Yeah, summer's on its way.
It's still only March.
Look, I can't discuss it now. Can't you see? I've got customers waiting. David, Ed. Sorry about that.
No, you worry. It's nice to see the place so busy.
Yeah, especially for lunchtime.
Funny, ain't it? If only we could explain why.
Thank you, Jolene.
Have you seen our new sandwich menu?
I can serve them. A pint of Shires, is it, David?
Yeah, yes, please. Ed, what do you want?
Yeah, same, sir.
As you'll see, all our sandwiches are served on your choice of white, granary, ciabatta or sourdough bread. Mm. Freshly baked, of course, here on the premises.
Oh, this looks great.
Yeah, Jolene, yeah. Remember to let us know if you need anything doing for Dad's birthday. You know, sound equipment and that.
Cheers. But Wayne likes to set up the kit himself when he's playing. And I'll use the same setup for my calling.
So you'll just sort it out between the two of you?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that and everything else.
Have you decided what you're having yet?
It's hard to choose, but I think I'll go for the beef and horseradish on sourdough.
Yeah, good choice.
Cheddar and chutney on white for me.
Excellent.
There's your Shires.
Thank you.
Kenton will put the order through for you. Won't you, my darling?
Helen. Hello, love. I've been wondering when we'd see you.
Hi, Mum.
If you're looking for Rob, he's not here, I'm afraid.
Yes, I know.
He's out doing deliveries.
Oh, that's what I thought. I just wanted to pop over, you know, see how things were going.
Shame you weren't here a bit earlier. I've just been testing the Borsetshire Blue you made back in October.
Oh, yes? How is it?
Good. I think the wheels have ripened enough. You're the expert, though.
No, I'm sure you're right.
We weren't certain if we should bother you. Rob's been keeping us up to date, of course, and we know Ursula's taking good care of you.
Yes, she is.
It's lovely to see you, though. I was just about to go in for lunch. Have you eaten?
So, when will you be getting your certificate?
Well, assuming I've passed, you mean.
Which you will.
Well, I'll take the foundation course on Monday. PA2's the week after that. Uh-huh. So, I guess, come the end of the month, if you've got any spraying that needs doing, then...
I'll bear you in mind. Pesticide application's become such a specialised job. Mm. You should do well out of it.
Well, that's the plan.
Sounds like you've got a busy couple of weeks. What with classes at college and your dad's birthday.
Well, everyone's mucking in. I assume it's OK to hang up bunting and balloons and all that, isn't
it? Yeah, sure.
Fallon might need somewhere to hide the cake and all. Kenton? You won't need long to set up the bar, will you?
Sorry, what's this?
I was just saying to David, Emma and Nick are going over next Friday afternoon to decorate the barn.
Oh, right. Yeah, fine. Jolene's got the licence all in hand.
Oh, great.
We all done here?
Yeah, thanks. I could eat that all over again. No wonder there are more people in here. You seeing the difference at the till?
Why, you worried about your loan?
No. Never occurred to me, actually. No, I'm just really chuffed for you. Honestly, that sourdough bread. Did Wayne bake it?
Yeah.
No, it was great. And Ed, you were saying your sandwich was good too, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. The chutney was well tasty.
I mean, not that we didn't all love Frieda's cooking. It was good, honest pub grub. Mm.
Sure.
But now you've got Wayne, you should hang on to him. Our meal on Sunday was great,
look,
too.
Look, I don't mean to be rude, David, but I'm a bit rushed.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Wayne might be able to knock up a decent sarnie, but I've still got a pub to run.
Well, make sure to tell him how much we enjoyed it.
Yep, all right. I'll tell him.
Oh, will you?
Jolene.
That was nice to hear, weren't it?
You're eavesdropping on everyone now.
No. But it's what we want, isn't it? Happy customers. Don't it make you happy, too?
Absolutely.
That's what being a publican's all about. Giving the punters what they want. What else matters?
I agree.
Well, don't let me stop you from passing on the message to Wayne, then.
I'm going.
Oh, and Kenton, you might as well give him the go-ahead for the Scotch eggs and all.
Is that enough soup for you, Helen?
Oh, yes.
Are you sure? I didn't want to give you too much.
No, that's fine.
There's plenty more if you want it.
Mum, that's loads. Thank you.
Well, help yourself to bread. Mm. So, how's Henry?
He's well.
He got over his upset with the bath. Look, you do know if you ever need us to have him,
Mom,
we're only too happy.
It was just a silly accident. I forgot to check the temperature.
Of course, but as you get closer to your due date, we're here if you need us, that's all. You must be getting excited.
Excited?
It's not much longer now.
Still 10 weeks.
I know, but have you started getting together everything you'll need for the home birth, I mean? I've been reading some stuff online.
I haven't really thought yet.
You haven't?
Well, no. I've spoken to the midwife, obviously, and the consultant.
And they're happy for you to have the baby at home?
Mum.
I'm just surprised, that's all. Given that you had to have a C-section with Henry and preeclampsia. But if they say it's safe...
Which they do. Don't you believe me?
Yes, yes.
You haven't been with me.
No, I know I haven't.
They say it's fine, if that's what I really want.
And what does Rob say?
Rob?
Look, I can understand you not wanting to go into hospital. Last time was so traumatic for you.
Well, yes, exactly, Mum. I'll be so much more comfortable at home. I'll be surrounded by familiar things. I won't be at the mercy of over-eager doctors.
But surely Rob would rather you were in hospital. Knowing him, he'll want you to have the best care possible.
Mum, honestly.
Not just for you, but for the baby.
It's what Rob wants too.
What if something goes wrong? What if he's poorly or weak?
Yes, all right.
And needs help?
That's enough.
I'm not saying home wouldn't be nicer, but is it worth risking the life of your child?
Precisely, Mum. My child. No one else's. For God's sake, I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
The only reason I came over was because I needed to... It's like I can't breathe.
What is, Helen?
You always on at me. Making me feel like I'm wrong, like I'm useless, like I'm not fit to be a mother.
Love, I didn't mean
any... But it's my body. It's my baby. I just wish you'd all leave me alone.
Oh, but Rob, you must. It's precisely the sort of heroism you showed during the flood that my garden seeks to commemorate.
I don't know about that, Linda.
You'd be one of the guests of honour. It would be a travesty if you weren't there.
The second weekend of June, you say?
For Her Majesty's birthday. It was Robert's idea, actually, but as soon as he said it, I couldn't think of anything more fitting. After all, I too know what it's like to devote oneself to a life of public service.
Well, I'll definitely put it in my diary.
And will you be coming to my little pageant on the 28th?
Such
a shame Helen couldn't be involved. Although, just between you and me, a certain newcomer to the village has agreed to take a part.
Oh, really?
Much to my amazement.
Well, as I said, Helen was very sorry not to be able to take part, but she gets so tired at the moment.
No, of course, I quite understand.
Yeah, in fact, I ought to be getting back to her now.
But you will come to the play?
Oh, absolutely. We'll be there if we can.
Marvellous. And do give her my love.
Yeah, will do.
All right, Rob.
Oh, evening.
Eddie, Clary.
Evening.
Linda, what's you doing here?
Helping hang the curtains, of course.
Oh, sorry. Just thought since you hadn't helped to make them.
No, but their ability to block out light will be vital to future theatrical productions.
Well, you ought to. They're heavy enough. Come on, Ruth.
Yeah, OK. Are Neil and Susan here yet?
I'm not sure. Although, Eddie, might I have a quick word?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Linda, but if I don't put these down soon...
Well, this won't take a moment. It's just I've had a few more ideas for my garden.
Darling, I'm home. Helen? Where are you? Hello. Oh. Mum said you were here. Why didn't you answer?
Yeah, sorry.
You been having a nap?
No, not really. I just didn't want to get in your mum's way.
Oh. Well, just let me get changed, then we can all enjoy a relaxing evening, OK? Darling?
Yes, of course.
Good. I got collared by Linda on my way home. She was banging on about this E.M. Forster play she's doing. England's Pleasant Land. Have you heard about it? It's in a couple of weeks. Thought I might take Mum and Henry.
When?
Easter Monday. You're welcome to come too, but I just thought sitting around in the village hall on a cold, hard chair...
Yes, I suppose so, but...
Mum will enjoy it, though.
If she's still here.
If?
Well, can't expect her to stay forever.
Helen, Helen...
She'll have to go home soon.
Don't worry, I know how much you depend on her.
Rob.
She'll be here for as long as you need her.
But that's what I mean. I'm feeling better now.
Well, no, you're not.
I am.
And I've got the doctors and the midwife.
Now, come on, we talked about
this. And she's been here for nearly 4 weeks.
Stop being silly.
Aren't your dad and Miles missing her?
Oh, Helen, seriously.
Well, don't they need her on the farm?
Look, keep your voice down. Mum's only just downstairs.
Bob.
Don't you like having her here? Is that what you're telling me?
I...
Well, come on. You might as well say it.
Yes, that is what I'm saying. Ursula's been here long enough. It's time you told her to go home.
7:30 next Friday at Brookfield.
That's right. And don't breathe a word to Eddie.
Oh, no.
He thinks we're just taking him out for a birthday meal on Tuesday.
Don't worry, Clary. We won't say a thing, will we, Neil?
Susan, keep your hands on the ladder.
Oh, sorry, love.
I'm going to end up hanging off the curtain pole. What's Eddie yakking to Linda about, anyway?
Oh, it's to do with her garden. She's asked him to give it a makeover.
Oh, yeah. Something to do with the Queen's birthday.
Oh, now, look, I've dropped one of the hooks.
Susan, can you tell?
Clary, hang on.
I think this pair's for the back window.
I can see it.
What are you doing? Don't let go.
All right. But I can't hold the ladder and help out Clary and pick up curtain up.
Oh, yes, okay. Eddie, Linda, do you think you could forget about horticulture for a minute and just lend a hand?
Yes, Neil, of course. We'll be with you in a minute.
So do you think you could do that, Eddie?
It don't sound too tricky.
See, I thought raising the flower beds around the arbour might add to the impact.
Well, that's fine. Now, you ain't got no more ideas, have you?
Well...
It's just you never mentioned no raised beds when I came round this morning.
No.
And I don't want to turn up with me digger next week and discover you've changed all the plans.
Eddie...
I can only quote you for the scheme we've agreed.
Eddie, I think I've been extremely clear about what I require. I have a very definite vision.
Yeah, all right then.
Although, I can't promise there won't be a few tweaks.
Oh, now hang on.
One must always be ready to entertain the muses, after all.
Well, maybe.
And as you so aptly pointed out with regard to my shepherd's hut, the creative process is an organic one.
I know I might have said that, but I never meant...
No! No, Neil, stop!
What's the matter?
The curtains! Oh, they're different lengths.
Helen, enough. We shouldn't even be talking about this.
Why not?
You know how your voice carries. Do you want to hurt my mum's feelings?
I don't care. What about my feelings, Rob?
Helen, please.
All I'm asking is for you to let me explain, if you'd just listen.
All right, then. Fine. Go on, then. Explain away.
I think I just need some space. I'm finding it very stifling having Ursula here.
Stifling?
Yes. As if this isn't my own home. She won't let me do anything for myself. She keeps moving things, putting them in different places.
Oh, for crying.
Then there's Henry.
Henry?
He's not my little boy anymore. He stopped coming into the bedroom in the morning. He won't give me hugs. Rob, please stop pacing. It's making me nervous.
Oh, and that's Mum's fault, is it?
Well, perhaps it's not a coincidence he started bedwetting again since she arrived.
Oh, come on.
He's unsettled. He's had everything he's used to turned upside down.
No, Helen. It's you that's done that to him.
Me?
How can you be this ungrateful? My mother's done nothing but try to help.
And to begin with, that
and
was
this is
great.
How you want to repay her. I always knew there was something wrong with you. But are you really so blind to yourself?
What do you mean?
You're all over the place. Are you surprised Henry won't hug you? You can't even give him a bath without hurting
that
him.
That was an accident.
It's always an accident. Burning dinner was an accident.
Yes, I told
Crashing
you.
Crashing the car was an
no,
accident.
But...
You just go on and on, blaming everyone, but just...
Rob! Oh,
it's Mum moving things. It's me not caring enough.
When have
it's
I
the
ever...
pregnancy. It's your hormones. It's the eating disorder.
Please, I can't
I
help.
I wanted a wife and mother for my child, and look what I ended
Stop
up with.
Stop it, Rob. Don't.
You're a wreck. It's amazing you were ever allowed to bring Henry into the world.
What... did you say?
Helen, no.
You utter bastard!
Don't you dare! I didn't mean to. If you hadn't tried to hit me...
Rob.
I can't look at you.
What did I... Where are you going? Rob.
Almost there, Neil.
Yep. One more hook. Oh. There. Let it drop now, Eddie.
Oh, yes.
Well done.
We got there eventually.
Oh, don't they hang well?
So they should. Taking a lot of sewing to cover all their windows. But wasn't it worth it, Clary? The hall looks almost complete. Freshly plastered walls and the beautiful parquet floor.
I reckon it could still do with a couple more coats of varnish.
Just a shame about the kitchen. You know, seeing as everything else is lovely and new.
What, you mean Jennifer's old units?
Mm. Oh, I think they look pretty smart.
And now all we need to do is raise enough money for the stage curtains. Well, once people see the village hall restored to its former glory, they'll be inspired to put more than just a pound or two into the Lent collection tin.
Oh, you'd hope so.
In fact, maybe we ought to invite a local personage to cut the ribbon. Nothing like the allure of celebrity to encourage donations.
Speaking of village events, we were saying earlier we ought to do something for the Queen's birthday.
Ah, well...
How about... a big picnic on the green.
Oh, that's a good idea. Especially now it's almost back to normal.
Well, that's what I thought. A proper celebration of the village, sticking it out through thick and thin.
Yeah.
Actually, Susan...
Don't you think?
Well, yes, but it does sound rather close to what I'm planning to do with my resurgam garden, wouldn't you say, Eddie?
Well, yeah...
And the last thing I'd want to do is overshadow you.
I don't see why it should, though.
I reckon the two things would complement each other very well.
Absolutely.
Well, perhaps...
Not everyone can fit in your garden.
No, of course.
You'll just make for an even bigger celebration.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
But, Eddie...
And as you explained to me, Linda, the whole point of your garden is about the community pulling together and supporting each other.
Yeah.
Well, yes, metaphorically.
So we shouldn't have a problem doing both then, should we?
Rob, what are you doing in there? Please unlock the door. I don't know what I said wrong. I was only being honest. Please, just let me in.
Rob, are you crying?
I don't know what to do anymore. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't have slapped you. But it's like you're trying to back me into a corner.
I am?
Yes, and I can't bear it. All I want is my Helen back, the one I first saw sitting in the playground. But whatever I do, it's never... good enough, you insist on making things difficult.
I don't mean to.
No, I know you don't.
Really?
But you do, Helen, you do. And it's going to tear us apart.
Rob, come on, sit down.
I spoke to your mum earlier. She says you flew off the handle at her yesterday.
Yes, I did snap.
More than just snap, she seems really hurt.
Does she?
And my mother puts her entire life on hold, and what do you do? You throw it back in her face. It's as if you deliberately set out to provoke people.
No.
As though you're determined for everyone to be miserable.
No, that's not it at all. All I want is for us to be happy.
Then how have we ended up here?
I don't know.
Because honestly, I don't think it's me.
No. No, it's not you, Rob. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
No,
I did try to hit you.
I'm the one who should be sorry. You do believe me, don't you? I'll never forgive myself.
Yes, of course.
I'm just so scared.
Scared?
For our baby. How can we bring a child into this mess?
You think there's really something that wrong with me?
I'm sorry, darling. I've tried to understand, but... I think it's time we found you some help.
But Rob...
some psychiatric help.